everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 217. 217 episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about. It is Simon and I with you this week.
Hey, how you doing?
This is actually the end of a very special week at Microsoft. It's 1 week, we're calling it. Yep. It's a combination of
a hackathon,
a product fair, Tech Ready, which is a big internal conference to get everyone in the field ready for the year. It's an exciting time.
It's been really cool.
We'll have a little bit more about another event that was going on, the Imagine Cup, this week as well, later on in the show. But you've been doing a lot of stuff this week, going to some interesting talks.
Yeah, I've been down there.
We can't talk about.
Yeah, lots of things I can't talk about. There's absolutely nothing that's kind of public from that conference.
Right.
It's where we get everybody ready for what's going to kind of come for the next couple of months. So there's not a lot to say down there other than the fact that we did broadcast the Imagine Cup today from that location. That
just
pretty cool.
Last Friday for when this is published. But just this morning, it was a fantastic time. I got to sit backstage. We're just talking about it, where you could see all of the kids, students, coming off stage right after they receive their awards and their elation in the back, and it's really awesome to still see like the human element connected to all of technology. Again.
And the thing I love about the Imagine Cup is it's actually things that have a couple of categories, games, and there's one that's a
world citizenship.
Benefits for humanity.
Right. Yeah.
And that's really cool. That's tech in progress. It's cool.
We will get more to that in just a bit. Let's talk about 216 here, which we had a couple comments. One is someone asked where they can get a postcard. We half jokingly suggested you could ping Golnaz on Twitter at Golnaz89. But she actually made a comment as well and said, if you send a postcard to the Channel 9 studio, the address is on the screen somewhere over here. That we will get you one. Golnaz will personally ship you one. So if you would like a 9 guy, feel free to send in a postcard, say hi to the Ping Show, and we will we'll show your postcard on air, give you a shout out, and send you a 9 guy. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I wonder if you should get Golnaz to actually sign those.
I have signed some before. I know there are some that have been dressed up for Halloween. There are all sorts of 9 guys out there.
You know what would be cool? If people started to send us customized 9 guys.
Customize them. We can send them out, send us pictures of them.
Yeah.
There's actually a section on the forums on Channel 9 that doesn't really get used as much anymore, but it's pictures of the 9 guy around the world.
That's cool.
And I know we've taken them with us and taken pictures whenever we go to conferences.
Yep.
But if you get one, if you want one, we'll get you one. Send us some photos. D Tower called out Lode Runner as one of his nostalgic games that he wanted to come play again. I remember a family friend's house that the computer, that's pretty much all they had was Lode Runner.
Yeah.
And played that for hours.
Yeah, one of my, I guess, my favorite nostalgic game, actually, I think we're going to see a little bit later on. Because they've just made it one of the Xbox Gold thingies. Free games. Yeah, really cool.
And IRB is the fourth rail bridge that we showed last week. An amazing photo he took on his Nokia phone, and the older games, Max and the Magic Marker is his recommendation. I have not heard of this game, I don't know
if
you have.
I've never come across Max and the Magic Marker.
I will check it out, because I love playing new games, so I will. I'll definitely check that out. Thank you for the recommendation. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, the Imagine Cup World Finals has just concluded, and we have named winners in each of our three categories, as well as the International Cup winner. There's a physical cup.
An actual cup.
Yes.
Cool.
Three winners were in the World Citizenship category, Ionemia from Australia, the Games Brainy Studio from Russia, and Innovation was Estimate from New Zealand. Now, Estimate was, actually it's a clever little name, it's an app that lets you track how long it'll take your friends to meet up with you. And interesting little stat they talked about was, according to their studies they did, I don't know how wide they were, about 60% of people relate to planned meetings.
That never happens inside of Microsoft.
Yes, no, then never.
Yeah, we're never, ever late for meetings.
And in fact, one of their stories was about there's a 4-person team, and one of the team members which was just constantly late. So the app lets you, I believe it lets you share specifically your location or not your location. If you don't want to share your location, it'll share an estimated time and whether they're progressing towards your location or just idle or actually moving away. So you know when someone says, "Oh, I'll be there in 5 minutes," and their dot, you know, doesn't move,
yeah,
it'll say no.
Or goes further away. You know that they're trying to
yeah.
avoid you.
It's kind of like the loading bars that get to 99%
yeah,
and then just
yeah,
sit
and
there.
Just sits on 99% for about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Brainy Studios from Russia mm-hmm. is made a game. I don't remember the name offhand. Turn On.
Turn On, yep.
Turn On is a game where you play a little electrical spark
yeah.
kind of thing. You jump around mm-hmm. Power wires, and the mechanics of the game you can kind of see from their demo. I like the world that
yeah.
they're in. The graphics are super crisp and polished.
There's, very beautiful.
There was
you can see.
Very cool yep. audio. They describe it as a 2.5D. It's kind of like that Parallax world where things are popping in and out, mm-hmm. but it's on like a two-dimensional game.
Ooh,
and set in the world where sit in a world mm-hmm. where we've used all the power. So again, mm-hmm. A little bit of this world awareness
yep.
of the scarcity of
well,
of
I love
resources.
This. This is one of the cool things about the Imagine Cup. Even when folks are building a game, they actually are inspired by the world that's around them. So they were inspired by Earth Hour, which I never heard of this, but apparently there is an hour every year where everybody turns off all of the electricity.
Right.
Amazing.
Everything off,
yeah.
you know, live without it,
yeah.
And imagine just the savings on fossil fuels and everything that
yeah.
great from an hour of the entire world
yeah.
shutting off.
Yeah.
So, cool way to bring awareness to that. And the World Citizenship winner and overall Imagine Cup winner was Ionemia from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an app that can detect I believe they said right now about 80% accuracy, early signs of anemia by taking a selfie.
That's
so there's
awesome.
A little card, color card, so they use for basically like white balance and color matching, that you hold up, put your eye, take a picture, and it'll give you results on there. And you can trend over time, and you can, I believe like they wanted to make it free for personal use mm-hmm. and then pay for like a clinic to use.
No,
the idea being
yep.
a lot of people are far away or aren't have unavailable
yeah.
healthcare.
Yep, developing world, that kind of place. Yeah, it's super cool to have anything where it works on a cell phone or a smartphone.
Yep.
Really kind of democratizes.
Bring one phone to you know a village or a city and then be able to
yeah.
help out a ton of people. So very yep. cool stuff, great projects. Was very excited to see all the students here. They still have a very busy weekend ahead of them
mm-hmm.
At the museum and a party at the EMP tonight. But congratulations to all the winners, to all of the runners-up, and everyone who was competed in the Imagine Cup. Thank you so much, and see you next year. Announcement coming in from our friends at Electronic Arts. EA has a program called EA Access. It is an exclusive mm-hmm. program with Xbox One.
Yeah.
Is, at least in the U.S., is a $5 a month or $30 for a year. Mm-hmm. There's the prices for other regions in the article. That allows you access to the a back catalog of sorts of their games.
Yeah.
Right now, for to kick off, is FIFA 14, Madden 25, Peggle 2, and Battlefield 4. So you get a
mm-hmm.
little assortment of
yeah.
casual sports and shooter. And as well, you will get 10% discounts on all digital content, including full games. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to call it anyone's math
yeah.
here, but 10% off of a $60 game is $6.
Yeah.
And it's $5 for a month.
Yeah.
Kind of pays to
really
do it for the
does.
World.
I mean, it's less than the price of a latte.
yeah.
That's actually really, really cool. The fact that
and,
you can just do that.
And then they also, I remember reading in the details, they will have early access stuff. So up to 5 days of you be able to play a new game comes out before non-subscribers.
Wow, that's going to be good. Especially in something like Madden, where you're going to be going on playing online.
Yes.
You're going to then get the chance to build up things.
Learn up your playbooks
else.
And
yeah.
players and all that.
Yeah,
and
be ahead of everybody
ahead.
Else. That's going to rock. You know what I like about this as well? It's very... very subtle, but in this article, they actually have not just US dollars, but Australian dollars, Canadian. It's a worldwide release, pretty much.
Yes, yes. They
very
said
cool.
soon, it's going to launch soon, so there's no date on it, but will be available in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic to get it out to everyone world around the world, and hopefully more locations soon.
Yep. Windows Phone 8.1 update one. That came out. It's coming out by the time that the Pink Show goes live, I think. Yeah, it's gonna be kind of nice. I've been using it for a little while, and it's got some really nice, neat little features in there. One of the things that I've kind of added immediately to my start screen is groups of tiles.
Yes, folders.
Cool. Yeah. And you can name them. You can put whatever you want in them. And they, because it's Windows Phone, it's beautifully animated. When you actually go and tap on the tile, it just kind of bobs down really nicely. It just looks beautiful. Other cool stuff in there as well. There's an update for Xbox Music. It makes Xbox Music more responsive. They've also got a new Xbox Music app, and that has recently played listed in there now. Very cool. And a ton of other things. You have the ability to forward multiple SMS messages at the same time, ability to delete multiple SMS messages, and then a couple of other kind of things that are a little bit more niche, maybe. The apps corner, which lets you select a bunch of apps on your device and then lock it down so that only those apps are accessible to anybody that's using it. So perfect if you're going to give it to your kids, or if you're running a donut shop and you want to give it to the employees to be able to use it as an EPOS device, something like that. Really cool for that. There's also kind of sneaking away in the list of all of these things that have been added into Update 1, this very, very cool feature, which only comes into play with the very latest devices where they've got a special Qualcomm chipset in there, but it actually improves the charge time by over 75%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, super fast charging, basically, of a Windows Phone 8.1 device. I don't think anybody else is doing that at the moment.
No, that's fantastic. I've said for a while, battery's got to be one of the new places we have to innovate as an industry, because we are using more and bigger screens, and we want our devices to be on the road more, and using GPS and Wi-Fi and your wireless connection.
And you just need that. If you're in an airport, you just need to be able to plug in for like
20
minutes.
Plug in for 20 minutes, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Just whatever your layover is, and get back on the road.
Yeah, so that's exactly it. So it's a cool update. It's rolling out very, very, very soon.
To the preview for developers.
Preview. Yeah.
So if you do not, if you are not on the preview program, we'll put instructions in the notes below. You need to be a registered developer, which you can either do by registering through the App Store or App Studio, which is free. And then you download an app, check a box saying yes, and you'll get these updates directly to you.
So Mark, I got over to the US very recently, moved over completely, moved everything out of the UK, just as this little team called the Seahawks was winning the World Cup. Oh, no, sorry, the Super Bowl. They are the best team in the world. The
best team in the world in American football.
Yep.
Yes. NFL actually just announced some really cool stuff. Actually, I believe this was announced a little while ago. We talked about it a couple months ago, but now they're showing off some of this tech. Essentially little chips that sit in their shoulder pads.
Yeah.
And their accelerometers, and I don't know if they're mini GPS, but the stats they can get are players' position, speed, distance traveled, acceleration. They can even compare two players and see how fast a cornerback closes the distance on a receiver, or how fast a pass rusher can make it to the quarterback. All the live analytics that are being captured in receivers that are installed in 17 stadiums this season.
Wow, this is going to be really cool. When you're going to start to pick up this information from these are wearables. This is wearable tech.
Yeah.
This is in an interesting way. You're going to pick that up. You're going to throw that data up somewhere in the cloud. Just imagine, from this point on, you could do machine learning based on this, and just kind of start to pick your draft picks for next year based on this kind of information.
I mean, the implications are from, obviously, fans want to see like fantasy sports and see how they're going. But coaches obviously want to see it. But also, like, even the team trainers and doctors will be able to see someone coming back from an injury, how they're performing. Are they actually performing at, 80%, 90%? Are they deteriorating early in a game? Maybe they can pull them. And it'll be really interesting to see the amount of data you can pull off of this. I can imagine this is going to settle some people's, when you get a new version of Madden, every player is scored, what their speed is, what their agility is. This may be able to settle some...
Just imagine if that actually became real.
Yeah.
That really did match what they were doing.
It can automatically sync with all that, or, it at least end the arguments between players who go say, I'm not a 97, I'm a 98. It is a new month, and as with every month, if you are an Xbox Live Gold subscriber, it is time for Games with Gold. So the deal is, you download these games this month, and they are yours free. This month on Xbox One is Crimson Dragon, which was one of the release titles for the console.
Okay, cool.
And Strike Suit Zero. I don't actually know much about that one,
but
the beauty is, I'm going to go and download it for free.
Yeah.
So try that one out. Xbox 360 also.
Yeah, I'm loving this. This is very cool. I said at the top of the show that there was a game I was going to talk about later. It's one of my kind of classic game picks, Motocross Madness.
Yeah,
I loved that on the PC. Loved it.
I had no idea it was even on 360 as an arcade game. I also played it on the PC years ago and played that for hours. Yeah. In fact, I think there was even multiplayer.
Yeah, I think there was.
On the MSN Gaming Zone.
Yeah,
there was a car back when we had that. And we would just go off into the desert map. You could just go off and do flips and all sorts of stuff.
And occasionally you'd kind of clip some of the landscapes. You'd be in the middle of a flip and you kind of go over and then you just sort of land on your head.
Yes.
And you would just clip for a while and then it'd go off again. But yeah.
So check that out for sure. I'm going to get that one. And Dishonored rounds up our last game, Game for Gold. And that is a big, that won a couple of awards.
Yeah,
that's a big open big world. Pretty heavy story to it. It was a great game that I actually missed during the last generation, so I'll probably go back and play that as well. A lot of stuff to keep me going through this lull. We were saying it was like that EA Access thing is going to be great for me to access a back catalog because I'm waiting for the next football to come out and for football to start. These things look like great time wasters.
They sure do. Only I had the time to waste.
Yes. Well, that wraps up episode 217 in the can. Thank you again, Simon, for joining us.
Quite all right. Anytime.
Rick is gone for like 4 months, so you know, may see you again shortly.
He's actually under my patio.
Is he really?
Yeah, yeah.
Just kind of hanging out?
Yeah.
Sipping some sweet tea?
Yeah.
Enjoying life?
Yeah. No, he's not. He's somewhere else.
Well, as always, follow the conversation on Twitter on hashtag PingShow. Follow us individually on Twitter at Mark DeFalco.
At SlyMonster.
You can like us on Facebook on facebook.com/ThePingShow. And let's comment down below our question for you this week. Along the lines of the NFL tracking shoulder chip.
Yep. What would you like to track? I think that's the question. What would you like to track? What would you like to be able to track with a wearable device?
These wearable devices are kind of multiplying nowadays, but a lot of them are very similar. Yep. What's the new stuff you want to find out?
Yeah, it's all well and good to track your steps, but what else? Heart rate?
Thanks so much again for joining us. We'll see you next week.